Tad took a deep breath. Rupert said he'd come up this week. You know, he's my best friend, and we thought we might go to Maple Towers together.
Maple Towers?
It's that new theme park that's just opened. It's got an amazing new ride, the Monster. Apparently it's almost impossible to go on it without being sick.
A theme park? Sir Hubert considered, then shook his head. No, I don't think so.
What? Tad stared at his father. No was his least favourite word.
No, Tad. These theme parks seem very vulgar to me. Why don't you go horse racing at Ascot?
I'll do that too, Father.
What about flying lessons? You've hardly touched that two-seater plane I bought you.
I will, Father, but...
No, I don't want you going on those rides. They're dangerous and they're noisy. And all those people. You're a sensitive boy, Tad. I'm sure they're not good for you.
But Father, Mother, I have to agree with your father, Lady Spencer said. She looked at her Scrabble letters, which she'd been studying for the past 10 minutes.
Is zimpy a word? She asked.
Tad was in a bad mood when he went to bed. Dressed in his brand new silk pyjamas, he flicked off the light and slid himself between the crisply laundered Irish linen sheets. The trouble was that he was a boy who had everything, and he was used to having everything. He expected it.
It's not fair, he muttered.
His head sank back into his goose feather pillow. Moonlight slid across the wall and onto his pale, scowling face.
Why can't I go to the theme park? Why can't I do what I want to do?
Suddenly, Snatchmore Hall seemed like a prison to him. His parents, his great wealth, his school and his surroundings were just the shackles that bound him, and he wanted none of it.
I wish I was somebody else, he muttered to himself.
And 127 million light-years away, a star that had been burning white suddenly glowed green, just for a few seconds before burning white again. But Thomas Arnold David Spencer hadn't seen it. He was already asleep.